Wendy Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman Shunt, psychic medium, Dark NOLA Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald, and I'll see you in the shadow.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Sweet Amityville, Phil. These are trying times for the supernatural and paranormal. So many TV shows and podcasts. In times like these, we need more horror hosts like Shauna and Vicky on Geeks Paranormal on Para-X Radio on Wednesday nights.
Gosh, Fox, you are so right. I love those geeks, Shauna and Vicky. Does geek stand for something?
You know it, my creepy companion. Geek stands for General Ectoplasm Exposition Knowledge Society.
Wow. Do they speak to inspirational ghosts and give information on hauntings around the world?
Do demons vomit pea soup? That's Vicky and Shauna. They are the go-to ladies of the paranormal. I'd trust them to investigate anything.
Oh, I know. Why, if we were abducted by UFOs and taken into space for probing, I want Shauna and Vicky to save us from some X-Files action.
Some extraordinary X-Files action. And if Bigfoot abducted us, stole us away to some remote Yeti cave, and forced us into making venison and pine needles ectoplasm pie with a dash of banshee wailing, I'd want Shauna and Vicky to give us the recipe for some good old ectoplasm pie.
Now, that would be some peppery paranormal pie.
Yum.
And if we were possessed by a horde of hell demons, guess who I'd want exorcising the spirits?
Shauna and Vicky, heh, am I right?
Damn Skippy, Foxy Lad.
Listen to those wonderful hosts of the paranormal on Para-X Radio at 9 p.m. on Para-X Radio, exploring the paranormal with the geeks.
We're Phil and Fox on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror and Paranormal Show on Para-X Radio on Friday nights at 9 p.m.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Welcome to another Monday night here on the Shadows Radio. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Bill.
And I caught Bill talking on when you're supposed to be quiet.
Got caught.
You're supposed to be quiet, man.
I am never quiet.
That's why I give you those 20-second notices.
I know. That was a quick 20 seconds. Sorry.
Well, you know, 20 seconds is not as much as you think it is.
Well, you know, I think it's a lot longer, actually. You know, we won't go into that, though. So. Anyway, how's Miss Rebecca tonight?
I am good. So first I have to say oops, because I know last week that I said that we were going to continue our psychic roundup for this week, but I totally did not look at the schedule because we're going to finish our psychic roundup next week because we have two awesome guests here tonight. So I'm going to say oops first because that was my bad. I should have looked and I should have told you guys last week to get your questions ready for this week. However, if you follow us on social media, you got the link. You did all your homework ahead of time and you got your questions ready. Yep. So let's do our quick intro stuff and then we'll introduce our guests really quickly. So we'll blow through all that stuff. As always, you can find us at theshadowsradio.com. All of our on-demand links are there. However, I know the site says it's suspended. Long story short, I was screaming at a dude from IT. It's a thing. Anyway, it'll be back. Yeah. I promise tomorrow. It just requires more screaming.
Mm.
And besides that, Bill, what are our days of the whatevers?
We have the days of January 11, 2021. I'm so glad I'm not saying 2020 anymore, but I guess it really doesn't matter.
Not so much.
Hey, if you have this issue, it is National Clean Off Your Desk Day. And I did mine. I blew it off with air hose, so I'm good. It's National National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. So for all you people out there, human trafficking, we're aware. Okay.
That was well done.
I know. National Milk Day. I said milk, M-I-L-K.
Okay.
And National Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friend Day. So,
all of those are totally worth holiday celebrations.
Exactly. And the last one on the list, if our friends out in Arkansas are listening to our wonderful show tonight, it is your day. Happy Arkansas Day.
All right, Arkansas, it's your turn.
That is it.
All right, short and sweet. Love it.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to introduce our guests. I'm going to do a quick bio for both guys, and then we'll say hi to everybody. Okay. So you may remember this first guy from when he was on our show a couple of months ago talking about just kind of being a director in the horror movie world. He's a freelance writer, director, and producer from New Jersey, now living out in L.A., working the film life out there. And as of this morning, I can officially say award-winning director for the film we're going to talk about, which is amazing, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But a previous award winner for some other stuff that he's done, and now he's giving us some time here on a Monday night. So we're going to speak to director Eric Burleson, and he's brought along one of the actors from his film, The Bef, Jacob Shapiro, who is, well, I guess at the time he was about 12 filming this movie, now much older, wiser, and more experienced, but he's going to come spill the dirt on everything there is to know about what Eric's like behind the camera, what it was like working on the film, and then we'll talk to him a little bit about being an actor in this space. So, guys, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Jacob, you still there?
I'm here. Sorry about that.
No, no problem.
Don't be sorry. Just scream out loud. We're listening.
Yeah. So if you guys are listening and you're not currently in our chat room, you should join the ParaxRadioNetwork.com/chat. Join the chat room. Throw your questions in there. Any questions you got for Eric or Jacob, let us know. We want you guys to get your voice in there as well. But so first things first, Eric and Jacob, congratulations on your awards. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you won?
Cool. So I started festival submissions for the BEF this year, after it came out in October. And so far we heard back from the first four. I'm happy to say that in the Florence Film Awards, we won Best Production Design as well as Best Horror Short. And I was an honorable mention for Director of Short Films. We also went into the New York Movie Awards and we won Best Horror Short. So pretty excited about that. And we have a couple others coming up. We're a finalist in the One Reeler Short Film Competition in L.A., but we don't hear back from them until the 25th. So we still got a week of anticipation and waiting.
And suspense. Yeah, they make you wait your own suspense for a suspense award, yeah.
Well, so you said prior to the show, you know, what a way to wake up.
Honestly, I woke up this morning and I knew that they were announcing the winners, and I checked their Instagram, and it said they posted it on their website. And I went, took a deep breath and said, well, might as well check it right now, start the day off, just see how it went. And I was honestly shocked that I won one, let alone two. And then the production designer, she won for production design. So it was great to take home three awards and an honorable mention. It was a great way to start the Monday off.
Well, let's shout her out as well. Who was your production designer on this one?
Nicolette Tereshko was the production designer, and she absolutely killed it.
Woohoo! Good job, everybody. Excellent job. Congratulations. Don't forget to, you know, make sure you thank your mom and Jesus and all those people that everyone always forgets.
My mom, definitely thank you to her. She has got an IMDb. She caters all the movies and makes all the food, and she's always eager to help out with no matter what the task is. So thanks, Mom.
Awesome.
Awesome. Everybody loves their mommies.
You know, you should sometimes just, you know, take a minute and go, thanks, Mom, for catering, because, you know, them snacks are important.
Oh, yeah.
A fed, happy crew. That's the best thing you can ask for.
Well, I got to say.
Go ahead, Jacob.
I'm sorry. I was just going to give a little shout out to Eric's dog for always lightening the production.
The dog?
We were covering some pretty heavy stuff, so.
Oh, yeah.
We needed the enjoyment of a good book.
Yeah, we had all the locations were actually around my mom's house. So we had home base at my mom's house, and they got to hang out with the dog in between takes or in between locations when we would be setting up. They could go back to my mom's house and kind of hang out and have a nice, quiet, air-conditioned area to hang out in while we set up for whatever the next shot or scene was.
It's always good to have a stage pup. That's
always good.
I like that. Stage pups and snacks. Yeah. These are important things. So everybody who wants to be in the film industry, write this down. Stage pups and snacks. Yeah. Very important.
Trained stage pups.
So, Eric, without giving away the big twist, why don't you kind of give a crash, you know, synopsis of your movie here for people who might not have had a chance to click the link. And if you haven't clicked the link, it's literally less than 9 minutes. So when we go to commercial, watch it and then come back. Okay.
You could, yeah. Honestly, watch it and come back. We still got an hour. But the film follows a young boy, Jacob, as he's being pursued by a police officer. And he kind of struggles with the decision for what to do with an infant that's in his care. And also, as well as trying to figure out how to help his sick mother and get back to her with the infant. And it kind of goes from there. But yeah, it's a story about just the connection between Jacob and his mother, as well as the connection between Jacob and the baby.
All right, so we're going to talk to Jacob. Now, Jacob, your character's name was Sammy in the film, right?
Yeah, Sammy.
Awesome. So when you pick up a script like this, which, I mean, for the people that have seen it, there's not a lot of dialogue. It's all a lot of visual and, you know, kind of suspenseful moments. What is your first kind of take on the character, and what do you do to kind of get in that space?
So I'm going to be honest. When I first read the script, I mean, I loved how it was written and everything, but I didn't completely understand what's going on, just because, like you said, so much of it is, you know, the actual visual component. So yeah, it was a little difficult to grasp the story, but as I, you know, talked to Eric about it, as he explained the story, each line made more and more sense. And there's only a few in there, but, you know, I feel like they have a lot of meaning, especially when I'm feeding the baby, I have a line, and, you know, when I see my mom and everything. So I think he used silence as, you know, kind of a technique to make the words stand out even more. And I think that was really cool because there were some really cool sound effects that that really made it, I think.
Well, to piggyback off of that, I agree. I was definitely going for more silence. So when they did speak, you really like honed in and listened to like, wait, what are they saying? Because it's so much silence that when they do speak, you really want to listen. You really want to take in those lines because they must be important because it's the first thing we've heard, or maybe even only the second line and you're 6 minutes in.
Right. And it felt so
Jacob did a great job with the facial expressions too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't want to give away any parts of the film myself, but as he sat down and, you know, was there talking to his mother, you know, just the looks on his face, like in disbelief, but,
mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, it was just like,
yeah.
So yeah, it was, and let me say the cinematography and the settings matched everything perfectly. Like the setting had a lot of pull in that film, you know, from where he came from to where he ended up.
Shout out to Matt Knoll, the cinematographer. He did a fantastic job. He was with me from day one of inception of this crazy concept and this crazy script and the journey it took to shoot this film. And without him, it definitely wouldn't have looked or felt the same way.
Shout
out to Matt Knoll.
That word is perfect. Felt the same way because there was feeling on it. And I have seen, you know, some of your other films, and I can see how you're growing more and more too. And this one, I mean, we had, like I was explaining to you prior to the show, Vicky, who is on Dark Sun Rising after us, she had stated how she wanted more and wishes it was a longer film. So it just goes to show you how good of a job you guys are doing within
you know, Jacob with the acting and you with the director and everything, showing, you know, people wanted it to keep going, you know? So that's awesome. Shout out.
And I think a reason for that is, you know, how much suspense was built in throughout the movie. And in the end, I mean, I'm not going to give obviously away the twist, but it's like, it kind of blows your mind. And there's so mm-hmm. many ways the story can go. And about the whole, you know, facial expressions, I honestly, those were completely, I think, because of Eric and Nicolette, she did a really amazing job of, she really created this fake, you know, fake thing. And it really, I'm not going to, you know, it's hard to not say what it is.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I'm trying to describe it without describing it. But, you know, mm-hmm. you know, when I look really terrified, I truly was. You can ask Eric and even ask my mom when I first saw, you know, this thing, it scared me. It was really scary. She did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. So I really channeled that when, you know, in that scene. So, shout out to them for really, you know, making that experience real.
So Jacob, how old were you when you actually filmed?
I want to say 12. I might've been 11.
We shot in early July 2018 or late June 2018.
Mm-hmm. Mid-July. I was 12, yeah.
So at 12, you're not even old enough to see most horror movies. So
yeah, true.
Oh, I hate horror movies.
Oh, great.
when me, my mom and I met Eric, we thought he did too. He's the sweetest guy on earth. So, you know, when we saw the script and everything, we were like, oh my gosh, he's a hard genius, but this is not the kind of script we were expecting from a guy like him. But, you know, it was still pretty cool. And, you know, it was definitely scary watching it.
Now, Jacob,
I just had to think about the behind the scenes and everything. Yeah, sorry.
Now, you're not, you know, this wasn't your first acting gig, correct?
I've done some other shorts. I did previous with Eric. I did a music video. And then he was on the set of a short I did called Candy. Mm-hmm. The director was Shannon Rivera. And then I've done some films in Philly, and I've done a couple commercials and some theater, which is how I got started.
Very cool. And you're
on Candy.
You're,
that's actually where 16. I met Jacob, was on Candy.
Oh, wow. And you're 16
great,
now.
Yeah. I'm 15. Yes.
15? Okay.
So. I turned 15 last week. Yeah.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So a long career in a short period of time. So, yeah, I'm sure there'll be more to come.
I'm really looking forward to it. And I'd love to work with Eric again.
We need to get Rebecca in a film.
No, we don't. Awesome. No. So,
yeah,
no. Have you seen Eric's films? No. I like sleeping, and I like sleeping with no dreams. I don't do horror movies. I love you, Eric, dearly. I promise I love you dearly, but no.
So, yeah. Well,
go ahead, Jacob.
Yes, Jacob, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry. I feel like seeing how it was filmed definitely took some of the creepiness out of it. But, you know, the atmosphere while filming, you feel scared.
Oh, yeah?
There's definitely, you know, just like I said before, there wasn't too much I had to act out. You know, it's really the way they built the set. It took a while, I can tell you that, but the way they built it and really made it unique, it really did build a scary environment. And, you know, that made it easier to watch, but also a little bit like, wow, I feel what this kid's going through. Cause you know, I kind of, you know, went through it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, on our,
when I wrote the script, I wrote it in with, Jacob and, Michael, the baby, the person who played the baby. I had both of them in mind. When I wrote the script, I approached both of the parents and I went, hey, I have this movie I want to do.
Yeah.
I kind of have to do it next month because I'm moving to California. Like, are you interested? And they read it and they went, yeah, we are. And I went, cool, because if you weren't, we weren't going to make it. Because I just knew I worked with Jacob before, like he said. I worked with the baby before, and they both were just a delight to work with and so easy. And everyone says, never work with kids or babies because it's really hard. And that might be true, but at least with these two, like, I really lucked out and I knew that I could tell this crazy outlandish story with them and make it believable.
Right.
So casting for this would have been nearly impossible. because I had both of their faces in my brain when putting the pen to the paper or fingers to the keys and writing the script.
Cool. On our Facebook feed, we have the name probably popping sound familiar, Roy James Wilson.
He
wants to say congratulations, Eric, and cheers from Jersey.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you so much.
Glad he's listening.
And,
that's cool.
Glad to hear that you're listening too. Yeah, I gave him a call to let him know about the award as well as the radio show tonight. And he said he's going to try and make it. And I'm glad to hear that he made it. So,
sweet.
Shout out to you, Roy. You did a great job as the head officer. Wouldn't want anyone else.
And our chat room also is scrolling with people saying Jacob did a fantastic job. The baby was great. Takes a true talent to portray an entire character with little dialogue and no background. It was beautifully shot. I wanted it to be a trailer. I mean, people love this. So, so you did good.
Hey, if you know anyone that wants to fund the feature?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just need the money.
What's that GoFundMe page? Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, before you started, we did interview a pretty prolific horror producer. So maybe I might have to just accidentally send you his email contact.
Ooh.
That accidentally trip and hit send on that.
Yeah, whoops. My bad. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I want to ask both of you separately, because I know coming as a director and an actor, you're coming from two different directions. But we'll start with Eric and then Jacob, I'm going to give you a turn also. But I want to know, you know, when you were creating this world, creating these characters, putting this story together, where did you decide this is where I need to land rather than kind of taking it another step further or see, you know what I mean? Like, where did you find, like, this is my sweet spot, this is my character?
So the film started because I had this imagery in my head of a child taking care of a baby. Originally, I was thinking, like, maybe it's one of their shoulder holders. That was, like, the initial image in my head. And eventually, it adapted to the stroller just for ease and as well as just made more sense with the timing. But writing the script, I knew that with a short, I couldn't tackle too much. I wanted to tackle the main problem in Sammy Jacob's life in the film and make sure that I didn't muddy up the water with a bunch of other side stories. So just having it be Jacob trying to return to his mother with the baby. And as soon as the film ends, I felt that that was a good ending point for the next chapter to begin. And as much as I wanted to dive in and like tell the story of the next chapter, sometimes you got to put the bookmark in and put the book down because that's the breaking point for now. But I would love to continue writing more chapters on this story. But I felt that this was the chapter that would hook people in and really allow them to see the world that I built and the characters that live inside of that world.
And so the decision to not add a lot of kind of backstory or, you know, kind of just dumped everybody right in the middle of the action and let us kind of figure it out as it went along. Was obviously intentional because you wrote it, but like that was part of that creative like bookmark that you're putting in here.
Yeah, I will say that I definitely sprinkle a lot of backstory into the film, but I didn't make it as abrupt and in your face. The film's definitely one of those movies that you want to watch twice to really capture the full essence of the story, because where you may think the film's going, it might take a turn somewhere. So then when you rewatch the movie, you rewatch those first opening scenes a little bit differently, because now you know the full outcome. Mm-hmm. And in features, it might be harder to do that, but with a 9-minute short that's living online, people can rewatch it as much as they want. They can watch it two times and it's still shorter than a Friends episode. So.
And less controversial.
less controversial.
More real life.
Yeah.
All right. So Jacob, same question for you. You know, when you picked up your character and you kind of said, okay, this is the world we're creating. How did you decide kind of where your character was going to live in that world?
Honestly, the relationship with the baby really helped because, you know, we're on screen, obviously, the most together. And, you know, right off the bat, the only moment where it's me without the baby is the very beginning, you know. And then right off the bat, you see like
two shots.
Pretty much. But at the beginning, you see the relationship build. And, you know, I don't want to say too much, but at the end, there's this moment and you just really see Sammy and the baby bonding. And I think that really helped because Sammy, his whole storyline is based off of this baby. So my emotions and how I felt were kind of based off of that. And that's kind of was the driving force of, I think, who he was. And also with that, his relationship to his mother, because obviously he loves his baby, but, you know, he also loves his mother. And it's this whole, you know, there's a little internal conflict within him. So
yes, you, know, you can see that.
And it's not the first time he's made this.
Help your mom.
Yes, and it's not the first time he's made this journey, right? Like, this is something he's repeated.
Right, and there's...
Go ahead, Jacob.
Sorry about that, Eric.
Go ahead. No, go, Jacob.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say there's subtle clues for that with that, throughout the movie, and I love, you know, I feel like I love the police officer. He did a really great job in it. Like, his, like, reactions and everything are really great to everything that's happening, because I feel like that's kind of an outside source that's kind of reacting to everything just as the audience is. So I think that gives them somebody to relate to as it happens. So, yeah, I think that's really nice. Instead of from the point of view of somebody like Sammy, who's obviously involved in the whole thing.
Right. No, that makes good sense.
Yeah, to piggyback off of that, when you're saying the not giving too much backstory, like you said, there's things sprinkled throughout that help you notice, like, maybe this isn't the first journey that Sammy's taken. Maybe this may be the first, or this the second or third. But I didn't want to spoon feed the audience. I like when I watch movies and you can kind of pick things up on your own and kind of notice, like, oh, what's that? And it kind of gives you that feeling of, like, I noticed that. Like, I figured that out. Like, it wasn't just handed to me. Like, did everyone else notice that? And then you look to your friend who's watching next to you, and they're like, notice what? And you go, oh, bring it back. Well, you got to see this. And it's just like a little thing that starts some more conversations and also allows the audience to rewatch the movie one or two more times after it and still have a new experience.
Yeah, I know. Track thing with the shoes, you know, the shot of the shoes that kind of threw me off there for a minute. I had to think about what was going on at that point of time. And as I watched more, then I more related to it, but it made me think something totally different because you don't know where it's going, you know, your first time watching it. So you're like, oh, well, maybe this is about, you know what I mean, something else. And so it does throw you off track a little bit without throwing you off the story, but it all comes together in the end, and you're like, oh, okay, you know, so very well done.
Yeah, the relationship between the character of Sammy and the baby were great on and off screen, and I think that's one thing that really helped the movie is just the believability of these two kids together, and how much baby Michael really loved Jacob, like, even off screen, like, they interact and they get along great. And that chemistry just really came along on screen. And there's some shots that we got with the baby that if it wasn't for Jacob playing Sammy, I don't know if we would have gotten those reactions just because the baby felt so comfortable around Jacob. And sometimes the baby would just give us facial expressions that are like, that's great. Or when Jacob's helping him into the stroller in the bathroom scene, the baby actually reaches for the buckles of the stroller and hand it to Jacob. Like, those little things you can't really direct a baby to do. That's just
right.
The comfort of the baby with the person it's with. And I really lucked out that the baby loved Jacob.
and also that the baby was so easy to work with. I mean, immediately when it didn't know me, and, you know, obviously we built a relationship, but when we didn't have one at the beginning, he put me in his arms and he was away from, you know, his mother, he didn't cry or anything. He really adjusted well. My mom and I talk about it to this day. Like, we'll just be in the car on the way to somewhere and she'll be like, Jacob, I cannot even realize how amazing that baby was. And it still blows our minds because he was really amazing to work with. I know that sounds funny because it's a baby, but, you know, he made my job really easy connecting with him. And, you know, obviously, he's adorable, so that didn't hurt.
He is adorable.
Yeah, right.
And Eric, I have to say, I think I said this to you before, but I'm glad I saw this after I let you hold my kids.
Yeah.
I think I texted you that after I watched the movie. I was like, I'm glad you held the kids first. You're like, I filmed it before, yeah, though. I'm like, but I didn't know that. I didn't know you had this in before you held my kids. Okay, so you were reviewed by Indie Shorts, and they had nothing but great things to say about kind of your whole film. And if you guys have a few minutes, just go to Indie Shorts Magazine, look up at the review, or it's actually linked on the IMDb for the movie as well.
Here, look, I'll be a nice guy, and I'll put it in the chat for you.
Oh, there you go. Look at you getting this radio thing down, man.
I'm figuring it out.
I can't even do that yet.
So one of the quotes that they talk about is, they say, you know, when the film opens on Sammy and his huge scars, the audience is left to draw up a possible backstory while they're being pulled along the story that's existing. So, Jacob, for you as an actor, sometimes you hear that actors, you know, take a something like that where you've got a scar, but there's no real written story to it. Did you come up with something in your head and say, this is where this came from? Or did you just say, I'm just going to roll with it and work with the words?
So Eric really, he kind of told me the backstory, but as he told me the backstory, I filled in sentences. It would be like, you know, this happened when, and then I'd be like, this, and he'd be like, yeah, exactly. So I feel like he definitely, you know, took parts of what I thought happened and what he thought happened. And, you know, the audience can take their own twist on it, and there's not necessarily a right answer, but there's definitely, you know, a different way everybody perceives things. And I think Eric and I see things very similarly. So that was cool to talk about him with.
Well, that's definitely good. You definitely need that vibe when you're working with someone, especially in a situation that could technically be, you know, kind of emotionally loaded, some of the scenes that you guys are filming. if you are in our PowerX Radio chat room, I did just drop the link to the movie itself.
I'm trying to put the link to the review, but it's not sending it for me. So I can text it to you.
I got it. I can do that too. Look at me doing
all they need to know is it was great. Okay.
That's yeah. So I did have a couple of questions that came in that I want to ask you guys. So these are listener questions here. So bear with me if I have to paraphrase a little bit. So the first one that came in was off of our Facebook, and they wanted to know, Jacob, were you told what the kind of twist was at the end, or did they leave it for a surprise?
Oh, no. I mean, really, the twist at the end, it was added post-production, you know, and Eric kind of told me, you know, we might do this, but honestly, while we were filming, he was like, we really don't need it. The film is fine without it, it makes sense, but I think he screened it, and a couple of people said, you know, there's some things that aren't filled in. Mm-hmm. So when I finally saw the ending, I was like, oh my gosh, that was a surprise for me too. So honestly, really no. And it was really cool to see it come together, because obviously I knew what was happening, but even some friends that watched it really enjoyed the ending and how it tied everything together.
So knowing that, do you think that would have changed the way you played the character if you had known that ahead of time, or do you think that you still would have handled it the same way?
I think I would have handled it the same way. I mean, I knew we knew what we were trying to portray as we did some of the shots, especially in the bathroom, towards the end of the film. We definitely, my facial expressions, you know, there's something going on. So I don't think it really would have changed it. But I think it really, despite my acting, adds an extra oomph to the end that, you know, just is really, really cool and really genius of Eric. So I don't think I would have played it differently, but it still was great.
Eric, did you want to add something?
Yeah, I will say, to piggyback off of what Jacob was saying, I think he's referring to the final shot of the movie. He wasn't 100% sure I was going to follow through with it. When it came to the script and like the ending, everyone knew what was going to happen at the end. But I guess it's a little bit different when you see it on screen. Cause I made sure that they were okay with it, cause I didn't want to fully surprise them with, the ending on set because I didn't want to ask forgiveness and not permission. So I definitely asked permission before forgiveness with this one. But when it came to like the way the movie ended, we shot one shot that was at the very end of the day, very rushed. It was a very hectic last day of shooting because you can only shoot for so long with infants and children in one location. And we shot the whole ending scene at the mother and Jacob's house in, I want to say about 8 hours, like 6 to 8 hours, which is super fast. Mm-hmm. But when we shot that last shot, I was like, this is what it's going to do. And it may have went over some people's heads when we were filming it. But then in post, I hesitated about doing that final shot just off of, will it work? Is it worth the money? Am I going to be able to do it? And actually right before finishing the movie, I followed through with my gut and I got that final shot. And that's the shot that I surprised Jacob with technically in the movie at the end.
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions on that, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure what twist you were talking about, because honestly, there were like 8 of them throughout
like
the
all
movie.
Of it. Yeah, all of it.
Literally the entire thing. But, you know, I did know about, obviously, the big twist, and I feel like it's so cool how, you know, he says he gets subtle hints, but doesn't give it away, because you are shocked when it happens, when you find out, but then you're like, wow, that really does make sense. And obviously the title gives it away a little bit, but you don't really know what that means. You're
right.
Like, what's the significance to the film? Or, you know, there's a baby at the beginning, but what does the rest of it mean? So, it ties everything together.
And that brings us to a question. Both from me and our chat room is, what does Beth mean? Because I Googled it and I got an answer not pertaining to
it. Does not mean British Expeditionary Force.
Well, that's what I got. Okay.
So
that's totally what it is. I would say to answer that question, I made a pact with the cinematographer that we wouldn't say what it means to us.
Okay.
But I think people will be able to figure it out if you think about it hard enough.
Okay.
I mean, I have an acronym in my head. It's an acronym, right?
Yeah.
Could be an acronym.
Yeah. Because that's what I'm thinking in my head. I got three words in there. It's like, yeah, okay. So.
It was something that the title kind of took a name of its own. Originally, it was kind of a placeholder. But as we continued on and on with it, it just was like, no, this is the best. Like, anytime we try to change it to something else, it just felt weird. And, like, even when people say, like, what's the best? What's the best? And you can say, watch it.
It's
watch
the movie.
And see what you think a best is.
Yeah, that's part of the question of the answer of the whole deal, which is cool in itself, you know? Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Wow.
We're good.
It stands out and it's something different and it's definitely a conversation starter.
Well, it's
when you
just
say,
like,
when you say to somebody, oh, the movie's called The Beth, they go, what? BEF. And they're like, what's that? Wait, hold on. What's that about? Oh, it piques people's interest instead of it just being a generic title.
Right.
Or like the son finding his home or I don't know, like something.
What's all part of the whole persona of the whole movie from beginning to end, you know, the starts with the title, you know? So the mystery starts from the beginning and at the end, it's still a mystery because you're wanting to know more about the why. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's awesome.
All right. So another question that came in off of the Facebook page, as I said, did you give Jacob hazard pay because you made him change a diaper?
So actually we didn't fully change the diaper. We just kind of shot it in a way where
the diaper.
Yeah.
More professional.
You know, yeah,
he changed
the diaper. I gave him extra money for that. I gave him extra $20. He said sure. Yeah. He totally changed the diaper.
Honestly, not enough, but I don't think I'm in a position to complain. So.
Yeah, here's Kit Kat Bar, kid. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to give somebody chocolate after changing a diaper. That doesn't, no.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
All right. So another question that we came in was for Eric. and Eric, they said a lot of your movies have a very dark kind of take to them. Have you ever considered doing more of a horror comedy type?
When you mentioned that, I actually was supposed to direct a screenplay that I wrote this year, or I guess last year in 2020, that was a horror comedy. But unfortunately, due to COVID, it got shut down, and I was unable to shoot it. Still got the script, still would like to do it. It's just much harder now due to locations and actors that would be in the movie while in a lockdown.
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine right now with COVID, there's probably not much room for doing kind of side projects right now.
Yeah, especially. It's a little bit hard. Thankfully, I'm still able to get work on bigger shoots, but it's still hard to fund the smaller ones for myself and the personal projects.
Right.
Due to just not being to have the PPE or the on-site testing just due to expenses. I can't afford that on an indie short, whereas a Hollywood feature or a TV show that's on television could spend the thousands of dollars a week on that.
Yeah, I can't imagine how much they're paying for some of that stuff. I've seen some of the setups that people that have posted on Instagram or things like, you know, here's our backstage setup and they've got partitions everywhere and people cleaning behind it. I'm like, that's crazy.
Well, I know we got a question from Caitlin in the chat room for Jacob. And you may have, in a roundabout way, answered this, but what was the most rewarding part of filming Beth? And she loved your acting.
Oh, thanks, Caitlin. Shout out to Caitlin. But I really love working with a baby. It was really, I don't know if I'm going to get to work with a baby again in the future, but it was really amazing. And working with Eric's always awesome. The mom was really cool, the lady who played my mom. So I really...
Allison, she killed it.
Yeah, all of the actors were really great, the crew. It was a really interesting story. I don't know, you know, obviously if I work with Eric again, I might do horror, but I don't know how much horror I'm going to do in the future. so, you know, all of it was really unique. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get to work on a film or anything like that in the future. So... really a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, I'm sure you will. I mean, your capabilities seem very, very honed for your age already. So there's nothing but up for you, I believe. So, and I'm sure plenty of the people in the chat room or the people who have watched the film will agree. So shout out to you.
We're all full of shout outs tonight. So, all right. So that's actually a good segue. Let's do, before we get too close to the end and we have to cut everybody off, let's do our shameless self-promotion section. Let's start with Eric. Eric, why don't you tell everybody where they can find all your films, what you got, if you got anything coming up that you're working on. I know it's COVID, so it's probably not much going on, but at least where they can find your stuff and where they can look for more information about you.
Totally. It's pretty much the only thing I'm active on is Instagram, which is at Burleson Eric, just my last name and then my first name. A lot of my movies are on there. You can check out my Vimeo, which is, again, just Burleson Eric. That's pretty much where all of my work is. Still writing, still doing the hustle and the grind, hoping to do another short this year, to then hopefully lead into a feature. But until then, just a lot of promotion on the Beth. I push it out to my friends and my family. I just need the listeners as well as anyone else who hears this in the future to, if you want to help, send the movie to your friends, whether they think they'll like it or whether you think they'll hate it. It's definitely going to cause an interesting conversation between you and your friends. And I think a lot of people could get behind this film. It's just a matter of getting it in front of them.
Yeah. So if you're one of those people that's out there saying, you know, I want to see this as a longer cut, well, this is mm-hmm. your chance. You gotta get it out there and under the eyes and with the views. Cause that's all that matters, right? It's social media age.
Yeah.
You gotta get the likes and the
social
views.
Media.
And
like, subscribe, comment.
And if you're in the Parx chat room, I did put the link to the movie directly. The scroll up a little bit, it's there. And then from that page, I think you can find the rest of Eric's stuff as well. And then
music videos, commercials.
Yeah, just don't watch the Skittles commercials, man. They're disturbing.
Yeah, I will say that Skittles commercial, if you find the Skittles commercial, the baby in the Skittles commercial is the same baby from the Beth.
I was talking about the one with your dad.
That's the thing. The baby in that one.
Yeah, no,
that is That is the baby. And because of that Skittles commercial, I saw how easy it was to work with that baby. And that led to the best. So if you want to watch two things, Trial and Error, the Sloth Thrust music video, where me and Jacob worked together, and the Skittles commercial, those two led to the best.
All right. And then, Jacob, your turn as well. Anything that you want to promote or any information people can find about you?
Not too much. You can find me on Instagram, Jacob_Shapiro1. Stuff like that. And then I was recently in a Bulletproof Glass commercial, which sounds interesting. It really
is. Yeah.
You can find that on Instagram, on Armored One's page. They are a company that does that. I do ballet, so if you visit AIB on Facebook, Academy of International Ballet,
oh, nice.
You can find our Nutcracker recording, and we're doing Wizard of Oz. And then other than that, I've really just been auditioning, you know, hearing from Eric every once in a while, which is awesome, promoting Beth, stuff like that. So, yeah, really a couple things happening. Also, if you see a Jefferson University commercial, look out for me in that. So,
nice. I know, you're a little young to play a university student.
And there, one of the films I was in was playing in some theaters. I don't believe it still is, because of COVID and everything. Mm-hmm. But if you hear Without You, keep an eye out for me in that. But, you know, right now it's been pretty slow, but that's okay. Have a lot of schoolwork. And
I'm sure.
And dance.
So, well, you're busy.
I try to be, but I hate that I'm not right now. Hate not being busy.
Well, I think everyone's kind of stuck at home right now, unfortunately. But
yeah.
It is what it is. It'll be over soon, and then you'll get back to work. So one last question that came in before we're going to run out of time. So we'll start with Jacob this time, and then Eric will give you a chance. But the question is, if you could have a dream role or a dream directing thing, what would it be? So I'm going to say, Jacob, if you could have a dream role in any kind of movie, any kind of anything, what would you pick?
Okay, this is oddly specific. I don't know if there's any theater geeks watching. I love the musical Wicked, and I love the character Fiero. Now, that's really specific, and nobody's going to know what that means.
I know what that
means. I always love that role.
Oh, yeah.
That seems Wicked three times on Broadway. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, great. And then I'd love to be in either a cheesy romantic comedy or any kind of comedy, you know, the Kevin Hart kind of movie.
Is that because you want to kiss a girl on screen?
What's
ew,
that?
Gross.
Is that because you want to kiss a girl on screen? Is that what you? Is that what you're going for?
A girl on or off screen? But, I mean, at this point, I don't really know.
Don't.
I'd love to be in something like that. I love making people laugh, so that'd be really cool.
Awesome.
Excellent. And Eric, if you could have your dream directing, what would you do?
The best feature
with a blank check.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I know I just would like to have a bunch of scripts under my belt that I would really like to get out there. Honestly, I really just want to continue making movies with my friends. And as of what I'm doing, everyone that works on the BEF is one of my friends, whether we went to school together, we grew up together, or we just recently met. But there's nothing better than finding a tight little group of people and friends and someone that you really vibe with and continuing make movie after movie, because you kind of get into a nice little groove with them. And there's nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well, it sounds like you have your dream job already living somewhat. So
I gotta extend the minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
exactly. I also do love working with people. I know, you know, working with Eric, it's just so much more comfortable. I mean, obviously you can get to know a director, but like, I don't know how many directors are going to be half as caring as Eric is. So, you know, he's definitely great. And, you know, working with your friends, I can kind of relate to that. Cause you know, Eric and I've made a real strong bond and I really love it.
Cool. And are you attending regular school or, all
so
cyber?
So in elementary school, I attended public school, but me and my brothers attend this gifted charter school.
Okay.
So usually Corona or not, we go in. High school goes in Monday, Wednesday, and every Friday. And then I'm cyber school the other half of the time. It's really great for acting, you know, auditions, shootings. Mm-hmm. So now we're all cyber. But, you know, when we do finally go back in person, even if we go half the days, it's going to be just like normal for my school. So that's really cool.
Now, do your friends get to watch some of your video or your acting skills in like the Beth or anything else?
Oh my gosh, yes. I posted the Beth on my Instagram story and I think I got 12 replies like, thanks, I'm not sleeping tonight. But
that's awesome.
I think they, you know, enjoyed it. It's crazy. I mean, I don't love talking, not that I don't love talking about it, but, you know, I'm not obviously not going to bring it up if somebody doesn't mention it, but,
right.
You know, they'll sometimes hear about auditions and hear about, you know, filming, because we'll see I'm in New York for a day. So, you know, I think it's really cool for them to see, you know, how it plays out.
That's cool. That's awesome.
All right. Sorry. I was just making sure we got all the listener questions in. I think we got everybody's in. If I didn't get yours for some reason, I apologize. We did get a couple of questions in that I had to paraphrase, but that's all right. So, all right. I'm going to hang up on Eric and Jacob. Tell me the truth. Was Eric a pain in the butt to work with?
You know, it was difficult at times. The script was really weird. He's a little of an odd guy now. We love him and we love talking to him, hearing what he's up to. It's really great. So, nothing but, you know, good news. Unfortunately, I'd love to talk bad about him though.
I make stuff up all the time, so it's cool. I got you.
If you got any dirt on him, let me know.
I got some pictures that I can send.
Oh,
I cannot wait to see those.
I said, Eric, should I send her the one with you and your snake tattoo?
No, I remember the snake tattoo.
Yes, you're very proud of your snake tattoo.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eric, you're going to have to call me after this and show me yourself.
Well, Eric and Jacob, you know, give a big shout out for us, at least to everybody in the chat room, because it's loaded up tonight, and there really was a lot of excitement to hear from you guys. So, you know.
So thanks for having me on and allowing me to have this platform and bring Jacob along to promote the movie and talk about it. And also shout out to Allison. She absolutely killed it. She was the one that played the mom. And
yeah,
she was great, and she actually found me. She was getting a haircut from Nicolette, and Nicolette was talking about the movie. She was like, tell me more, and Nicolette was hesitant at first just due to the content, and ultimately told her, and she was like, I want to be in this movie, like, let me be in this movie.
Wow.
She took a photo. If you go to my Instagram, you can find there's a post about her. You can scroll through and you can see the photo that they sent of her audition photo. And I was like, whoa, like, this woman's awesome. Like, I got to meet her. We went out to lunch. I chatted with her about the script and she was gung ho. So
yeah, I actually think she was in the,
someone's just getting a haircut.
Yeah. I think she was actually in the chat room for a few minutes, either that or someone just put the mother as their screen name for a minute.
Yeah. That'd probably be her. She plays the mother, but yeah, we did a bunch of casting for that. And the people that were applying were like, yeah, I'll be in the movie. And then they read the script. They're like, no, never mind. And just like, it all led to just casting Allison because she killed the role. She was perfect for the role. And I honestly couldn't imagine anyone else playing the role of the mother. It's crazy how things work out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and definitely things worked out for the best because that moment when she first kind of works her way into the light, you're like, oh,
uh-huh.
And then you're like, oh, and then it's, oh, and then, and then there's a lot of O's that trail off from there.
And then it's just a continual O's for the next 2 or 3 minutes.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, she did a phenomenal job. So, and Jacob as well, you guys did great. You guys worked really well together. You definitely meshed together.
The movie's strong because of all the actors. They made my job easy. Yeah.
Well, and strong because of the director, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you need a broken down old cowboy mechanical type co-host of a radio show guy, I'm your guy. you know, I'm sure we can make a movie about that somewhere.
The final oh damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Only if you're willing to die or participate in very gore activities.
Whatever. I'm well, down with it.
Well, Vicky V from Dark Sunrise and the show After Hours, she's been raving about you guys in the chat room the whole show, and she actually offered to be like an old auntie that dies. She's totally willing to, you know, sacrifice herself for anything you need.
Just because I live in LA doesn't mean I won't be shooting on the East Coast.
That's right.
And I think I saw your snack lady Dot in the chat room as well, so shout out to her. And then I think I saw your brother Ryan pop in for a minute, so they're all there cheering you on.
They're all coming in and out. Yeah.
Shout out to my mom. You can see her featured a little bit in the beginning of the movie. She plays the ATM mom. She was great. She drove me every day. And I really wanted to give her a shout out and tell her I love her and that I thank her for everything.
Awesome.
Great job, Mom.
It was definitely a longer shoot.
You're such a good son.
wait till you see when she takes her away. I don't know if you'll be saying that, but you know.
That's what mothers do.
Yeah.
They love you.
That's what she says. You know.
All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. We are all done. So we are speaking to, and I can say this now, award-winning horror director, Eric Burleson, director of The Beth.
That's cool to hear.
Yes. And his principal actor, Jacob Shapiro. Sorry, I hiccuped there for a second. Jacob Shapiro, you guys did a phenomenal job. The film is amazing. You can find it on Eric's Vimeo or his Instagram. And I guess, Jacob, you have it posted as well.
Yeah.
Or if not, if you're in the Parx chat room or you follow The Shadows Radio on any of our social media, you can find the link there as well. Check it out. Let them know what you think. These guys are phenomenal. If you contact them with additional questions that we may not have gotten to tonight, you know, they'll jump in. Hey, Eric, whatever happened to those questions that, you know, somebody sent you from our show?
Yes, I have those actually in my email and I have a thing drafted out. I just haven't sent it. I apologize. Please don't take it personally.
We had a listener sent Eric some questions after our last show, and they were the deepest, most thought-provoking questions I've ever seen. I was like, wow, that would take up like a whole show, just that one question.
Honestly, like, I got the email and I was looking through them. I was like, well, these are like, I can't just answer them quickly. Like, I have to actually sit and think and like give this man a proper response. And like, honestly, I might just call him. Might be easier than the email.
There you go. That works.
Yeah. But
as always, Eric is totally willing to answer any questions, and I'm sure Jacob is as well. So, you know, reach out to them. If you have any questions about the movie, share the word, spread the word, get them some more awards and some more likes and everything.
That would be fantastic. I put my Instagram in the chat room. So if anyone has more questions or want to follow what I'm doing or just reach out and say, hey, liked what I heard. Let me know you're listening. That'd be great.
Just don't forget about Instagram, us.
At Burleson Eric.
Don't forget about us when you guys get your Academy Awards, you know.
Yes.
Hey, I'll come right back on and do another little chat with you guys. It was awesome. I have fun every time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Cool.
Awesome, guys. Well, we got to wrap it up because we got to hand the mics over, but have a great night. Thank you so much.